From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is congratulating Iraq, its prime minister and security forces, for liberating the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. The prime minister declared victory over ISIS Monday in taking back the city Islamic State, as declared the capital of its caliphate in Iraq. The victory in Mosul signals that its days in Iraq and Syria are numbered. "We will continue to seek the total destruction of ISIS," Mr. Trump said in a White House statement. Egyptian police say they have killed 6 suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfight broke out. All 6 suspected militants were killed. Police say they found a bomb, 5 automatic weapons, and ammunition. They also found IS propaganda material containing the concepts and slogans of the group. On Friday, 23 Egyptian soldiers were killed by 2 suicide car bombs in northern Sinai, one of the largest attacks on Egyptian security forces in years. The FBI has arrested an active-duty U.S. soldier on terrorism charges, accusing him of planning to deliver classified documents and military hardware to the Islamic State group. Sergeant First Class Saikaka Kang was arrested Saturday in Hawaii, where he is stationed. He is said to be 34 and a veteran of military service. His father, Clifford, says he was stunned to hear of this.
"Why would he do that? You know, he got everything going for him. I just don't understand."
Associated Press reported that a criminal complaint filed by the FBI said Kang attempted to turn over classified and unclassified military documents to the Islamic State. This is